I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, Dr. Prather, what's new with the COVID-19 update?
The big thing is that New Hampshire. Have you heard about that?
No. What's happening in New Hampshire?
Well, New Hampshire passed a law that stated that you cannot be discriminated or even asked whether you had the COVID vaccine shot.
Oh, wow.
So...
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that that was rather interesting and going against quite a few different types of moves that has been made.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all sorts of different types of workers that are being said that if you don't get vaccinated, then you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
So Houston, their largest hospital system, is anybody who wasn't vaccinated was fired. Veteran Affairs, Biden put down that anybody who's not vaccinated is fired. So
in the VA hospitals?
VA hospitals, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a requirement and becoming one of the things that they said is that we haven't passed anything, because it's probably not constitutional, to make a mandate, a national mandate, that you get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But they said what we are encouraging is private industry and different types of federal programs that we require vaccination. So they're kind of circumventing that.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting it in different types of ways. So one of the things is that there were several medical associations that came out, about 50 of them, and said that all healthcare workers should be required to be vaccinated.
Hmm.
So there is a continual type of a... At first it was, you could get different types of things. I think out in Colorado they even were offering marijuana. If you come in and get vaccinated.
Incentives, yeah.
Incentives. And so in Ohio, they had a lottery to actually get vaccinated. So now they're starting to hit, they said, now it's, we've been offering a carrot, now we're going to implement a stick to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. Now, there's an awful lot of people that are saying this is a moral type of thing that needs to be done. And that this is what should be done. One of the things is that there was a CNN commentator who came out and applauded Saudi Arabia for being so progressive. He said that here was an authoritarian government who is showing such great, amazing, progressive type of a mandate where it has required all citizens to get vaccinated with no questions asked,
mm-hmm.
no exemptions. And how awful it is that such a horrible authoritarian government should be in doing such a much better job in being progressive than the United States, and we could learn something from them.
This was a CNN reporter?
Yeah.
Wow.
And several people, he took down the post because people were laughing at him, saying, well, maybe that might be a hint that an authoritarian government might require vaccines. Could that possibly, instead of being progressive, be authoritarian?
Yeah. he got caught.
So he took down his post and he says, well, this was completely misunderstood.
Oh, my goodness.
And, it's unfortunately lost its context.
Uh-huh.
So, we should be looking at this in an entirely different type of way.
So let's talk about New Hampshire.
You know,
what a brave step. How do we...
Yeah, the governor actually put that through.
Right.
So, it's something that is being discussed in several states. He's calling it discrimination.
Right.
Right. That this is, basically, still is an unproven vaccine. There's a tremendous amount. And, people sit there and go, well, just trust the science.
Wow.
What people are, the whole thing is, that's not an understanding of science. Science is just a means to get to the truth, not the truth. First off.
Say that again. That's powerful.
Science is a means to get to the truth, not the truth itself. Mm. And there's a very definite scientific method that you have to follow. And one of the things is you put out the information, you put out the facts, and then people are supposed to challenge it.
Mm-hmm. And choose.
And no, I mean, it's challenged. So yeah. Then you do other experiments to see if that actually comes out true. Then you look at the evidence and everybody sits there. And it has to be a critical type of thing. Mm-hmm. And right now, this is not science. Mm-hmm. Because there is no allowance for any type of disagreement. You are considered a heretic. Mm-hmm. Pretty much burned at the stake, mm-hmm. for questioning whether and looking at the facts and coming up with different conclusions. And that is not science. Mm-hmm. They sit there and just trust the science. Well, no, what you're talking about is a religion.
Yeah. It's almost like a salvation.
It's a situation where there is no dissent that is allowed. You are basically burned as a heretic if you mm-hmm. do. People who are very, very well-respected, published scientists and treating physicians who, matter of fact, cannot get on any type of a platform to speak their mind. Mm-hmm. They have been censored. They have been... actually lost their jobs for actually speaking up and saying, hey, no, this does not make sense. This is not correct on what you're actually looking at. Mm-hmm. So this is something that needs to really be reevaluated, and they need to quit using the term science because this is not science.
What would you call it?
A religion. Uh-huh. This is a religious dogmatic doctrine that has not allowed any type of a challenge to the prevailing information that's coming through. Mm-hmm. And very, very excellent people are bringing up quite a few different types of questions. Pfizer itself was actually censured because they said, you know what? This vaccine doesn't seem to be lasting past 6 months, mm-hmm. and we're probably going to need to get a booster. And the federal government said, whoa, you weren't supposed to say that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You weren't supposed to say that. Mm-hmm. And Pfizer backpedaled real quickly. Oh, sorry, but that may not be true. We know it's true, but yeah, we weren't supposed to say that. Uh-huh. So the companies are even being censored. Mm-hmm. There was a gentleman, I mean, that's pretty well known, Robert Malone. He's been on quite a few different types of talk shows. He was a gentleman who was very instrumental in research that was allowed the mRNA vaccine to come out. Now, there was quite a few people who were involved in that, but he was actually pretty critical along those lines to actually be able to get to that point. And one of the founders of Moderna, and he actually came out and said, you know, there's quite a few scientific questions that I have that I'm looking at on this vaccination, on the efficacy for young people to get it. Now, he's not saying that older people and people at risk shouldn't get it. He's actually in agreement for that. But he said, you know, when we're talking about people in teenagers and children, mm-hmm. and 20-year-olds getting the vaccine, he says, I see absolutely no justification for that. And that this is something that is a really big problem. So he was completely taken off of social media for saying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, any type of a questioning like that, that's I'm sorry, but that's pretty odd.
Yeah. And then the sheep follow. Yes.
Okay.
Stop questioning. All right. What is new on the mask mandate?
The mask mandate has actually been re-implemented for Marion County. I'm not quite sure how many people are going to follow it, but that is something that has actually come down because the CDC now says that everybody should mask again. Mm-hmm. And so different states are following different types of procedures. And the compliance on that has actually been very, very low. So, you know, people are tired of the mess.
So how close are we to getting a vaccine passport?
They have actually implemented a vaccine passport in several countries now. France is a new one. There's actually tens of thousands of people who are actually rioting in France.
Really?
Against the vaccine passport. And so, you know, things are kind of going along those lines. And there are people who are saying in the United States, hey, we just need to lay it down. There are quite a few different voices that are saying we just need to make it mandatory and everybody has to have a vaccine passport to continue.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what is new on the vaccines?
Well, on the vaccine itself, the big thing that has come out is that the vaccine is not really any good after 6 months. So Israel has actually come out and said that it after 6 months, it's only 16% effective. And that if we're going to rely on vaccines for getting this under control, we have to do another round.
This is interesting statement that came through. You actually sent it to me and says, remember to get vaccinated or a vaccinated person might get sick from the virus they got vaccinated against because you're not vaccinated.
And the big thing on social media that they're actually promoting is how everybody's getting angry with the vaccinated. And, you know, this is actually inciting people to be, I mean, people are already angry. I mean, I remember on the mass, there was all sorts of people that were being yelled at. Mm-hmm. I had a friend in an airport who was drinking some water and lady came up and came across the room and got in his face and yelled at him for not having his mask up. Mm-hmm. He says, lady, I'm drinking, you know, and there's people who have, so, you know, it's, they're trying to incite people to get angry.
Yes.
And, you know, this is, I'm just appalled by how this is all being handled. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting thing is Sweden.
What's going on there?
Sweden in the last month has had absolutely no COVID-19 deaths. And if you remember, they didn't lock down. They didn't do any of the things. There was no mandates of masks. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. Sweden had a was the only country that had a lowered death rate during this time. All other countries had an increased death rate.
And they didn't do the lockdown.
They didn't do any of those types of things.
I remember you talking about that.
They didn't, you know, they said, well, let's look at how this all works out. And they were widely criticized and said, oh, this is going to be complete. It's just the opposite. Their economy wasn't hurt. Mm-hmm. They had a decrease in death. They are over the whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm. They did it right.
Mm-hmm. So
proof is in the pudding.
What is happening with the Delta variant?
The Delta variant is now almost the sole one that's going around. Mm-hmm. So that is the variant that is actually happening. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with at this point. It is more transmissible. It can hit younger people more. That's one of the reasons that they're justifying hitting that. But still, the death rate is hardly even there for young people. And always as you're looking at a vaccine, do the benefits outweigh the risks?
So are the unvaccinated causing the surge in COVID-19 cases?
That's one of the big things that came out. They sit there and said all the hospitalizations and all the deaths were pretty much all non-vaccinated people. Mm-hmm. But you have to look at what they considered non-vaccinated people. So if you got just one vaccination, you're unvaccinated.
Okay.
If you got two vaccines, you're still unvaccinated for 6 weeks.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So even on the timeline, if you're just looking at that. So we had an employee whose father got both vaccines. The next day he came down with a severe case of COVID-19, mm-hmm. went to the hospital, almost died, but recovered. And then everybody else in the family got it from him. Mm-hmm. That was an unvaccinated person.
Oh, even though he had both shots.
Both shots. So it's how you crunch the numbers. Mm-hmm. And they're also taking it all the way up to when they very first started the vaccinations, counting that. So their percentages, in other words, they're playing with the numbers. If you actually look at the numbers over in Israel and the United Kingdom, which are actually much more honest on how they're counting the vaccinations, it's about a 50-50 split on those who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated who are winding up in the hospital. Matter of fact, the people who are at most risk is when they actually get the first or the second vaccination is actually usually when they're coming down with it. That's when the highest majority of people actually come down with the COVID because their immune system drops and they're actually more susceptible to it. So
is the vaccine safe?
That's the big question. Now, one of the things that if you're looking at the statistics, the vaccine is really beneficial for two groups of people, the elderly and people who are obese. Those people, I actually recommend getting the vaccination because the risk of the COVID-19 is greater than the risk of the vaccine. The other people, especially young people, kids, things like that, the risk of the vaccine appears to be, according to the information, more riskier than the actual getting the infection. So you have to look at risk and benefit and really be honest about it.
All right. Well, thank you for the update. A lot of information there.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the panacea for cardiovascular disease, ECP and aerobic exercise. We'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
One of the chiropractic friends who is a soft tissue expert, his textbook, Soft Tissue Therapy, is the one used in medical schools, heavily used as sort of the Bible for soft tissue work. And as soon as he saw rapid release, he switched all of his treatments over to the rapid release because it's much easier on the doctor. You get quicker results, less painful, much better compliance. So when people would be coming in for the grass and they would be going, I like the results, but I don't know if I really want to do that. Whereas with rapid release, they come running in and really want that done.
Because yeah, they ask like, for it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we got you cured, but can I have it again anyway?
Well, many patients have bought them.
It's an amazing device and incredible results. It's a great way to get your body relaxed and get those aches and pains out of your system.
As you're using the rapid release, you can see people go into that deep breathing and going more into that, what we call the parasympathetic mode or the rest and digest.
Really switches and has a huge effect on the nervous system.
And the sessions aren't long. You just do a few minutes in each area.
One of the patients recently with a massage therapist, that she was doing a massage on him. She's going, boy, I'm just having trouble really getting this released. I walked out, got the rapid release, and she did it. And the patient was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And she was saying, you know, I got to use that more. To get those problem areas, it works so much quicker, so much easier. It just takes off all the stress of me trying to really work that out. And it's easier on the patient too.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of Rapid Release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're going to talk today about ECP, external counterpulsation therapy, and aerobic exercise, the panacea for cardiovascular disease. Dr. Prather, what's a panacea?
Panacea is some type of a treatment that works on everything.
Okay.
So it's an all-encompassing type of a treatment.
So why is aerobic exercise a panacea for cardiovascular disease?
Well, one of the things is they publish what is a treatment that works for a certain type of condition. Mm-hmm. And there are all sorts of different things when you're talking about cardiovascular disease on different types of treatments that have been proven, well-documented, scientifically looked at. Mm-hmm. And that means that people actually disagreed and then came up to a conclusion. And basically everybody says, yes, this works. And if you look at that, every single cardiovascular disease out there is helped by aerobic exercise. Mm. It's just standard. There isn't anything that doesn't show up that aerobic exercise can cure cardiovascular disease. And it is one of the top things that has been shown to be of benefit. So aerobic exercise, if you want to know how to keep from having cardiovascular disease, aerobic exercise, and aerobic exercise.
Is the answer.
Is the answer.
So what is the necessary amount of aerobic exercise to prevent cardiovascular disease?
Well, what they found is that everyone needs about an hour of aerobic exercise a day and at least 5 days a week. Mm. So the problem with that is that we as Americans don't get aerobic exercise 5 days a week for an hour. We drive cars, so people where they walk, all those types of things, don't have all the conveniences, all the things that we have here. They do not have cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm. So 1 hour, 5 days a week.
Right.
I got some work to do.
Yes. Yeah. Tell me about it. I know how that goes. I'm right there.
So what amount of exercise is necessary to reverse cardiovascular disease?
Oh, now, the problem with that is that most of the people who really need it said, I walked to the end of the hallway and I'm worn out and that's not enough. So I sit there, I said, no. What we need you to do is to run 5 miles a day at four minutes a mile. And, they look at me like I got two heads on me. That would be great, doc. Uh-huh. But to actually get a reversal of that, you need more than just the average type of aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm. And some people are even having a hard time moving.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, it becomes a very, very difficult type of situation. So what is the answer to that?
Well, let's talk about ECP. What is ECP and how does it work?
Yes. ECP, external counterpulsation therapy, is an aerobic exercise device. So, if you can't do the aerobic exercise, how do we get this accomplished? So back about 60 years ago, Harvard Medical University did some research on that and came up with a device to imitate aerobic exercise for an individual. So what they did is they created pressure cuffs that would go up and down the legs and on the pelvis. And when the heart goes into rest, then there would be a squeezing of those pressure cuffs, mm-hmm. and it would provide the blood to actually go back up to the heart, which is imitating what occurs with aerobic exercise, only at about a 10 times greater amount of return to the blood to the heart.
Oh, 10 times, okay.
10 times benefit. So for every hour that you are on the ECP, so what you do is you lay down, hook that up, and then it squeezes the legs, you get about 10 times the benefit of actually going out and running for an hour. Mm. So what they state on the ECP is we usually do that for an hour 5 days a week. Again, remember we said it had to be 5 days a week for at least an hour. And what that does is that gives far, far more benefit than if you were just going out running. And it's for 7 weeks, 35 treatments is what they found works. And that provides the same benefit as 5 years of marathon training for aerobic exercise. So what you do is you get a very compressed amount of return on your investment, far more than if you were actually going out and running. Matter of fact, in the Olympics, as they are Americans, as they're being trained for the Olympics, one of the things that they use is the external counterpulsation therapy to increase their aerobic exercise capability.
Increase their performance.
It increases their performance. And matter of fact, one of the things that they found, it was actually featured in Runner's World, how we had made such an improvement, because all of a sudden on the long distance types of runs in the Olympics, all of a sudden we were doing so much better and they were wondering why. They went in there and looked at it, found out about the ECP and how much of a benefit actually occurs by doing that. And many, many runners throughout the United States are actually now using ECP to improve their aerobic exercise. So this is something that basically helps anyone. And those especially who are in a situation where they cannot do aerobic exercise on their own physically, this provides an incredible amount of a benefit towards their health and well-being and reversing their cardiovascular disease. No one disagrees that aerobic exercise is probably the most important thing that you could possibly do to reverse your cardiovascular disease. And what's nice about that is you can get the most benefit from the ECP than any other form of aerobic exercise.
And we have an external counterpulsation therapy device at our office at Holistic Integration.
We do.
Been very beneficial for patients.
Very beneficial.
Well, talk a little bit about the history of the ECP.
Yes.
You said 60 years ago?
Yes, it was actually started 60 years ago. And it was actually even featured in Wall Street Journal as something that would be a revolutionary to the cardiovascular treatments. So every cardiologist in the United States had access to external counterpulsation therapy. Matter of fact, there was external counterpulsation therapies treatment places that were put up throughout the United States. The reason is that that was considered as a great type of a leap forward in cardiovascular treatments, because we had not really been successful in actually reversing that. So they started to do that. And one of the things that they would look at is, was there any type of adverse reactions with the ECP? And in the time that they were doing that, they had found absolutely no injuries that were associated with it. So they dropped it. Yes.
Okay.
Because there were no negative effects. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
No.
Okay, let me explain. So you have insurance actually covers what's called disease care. So disease care, if you don't have a possibility of any type of adverse reaction with it, then it is not disease care. That's structure function care. Because structure function care is taking someone and bringing the body back to greater health. So they realized that this was not under disease care and therefore is not reimbursable. So it then needs to go under structure function care, and they stopped all insurance payments. When they stopped all insurance payments, also because you're a cardiologist, you are involved in disease care, you can't do structure function care. So it was completely dropped and not utilized anymore because there were no risk to doing ECP. And so we no longer have it here. Now, in other countries, we have our own cardiologist, Dr. Jain, and he has actually practiced in India, and that is a standard type of the treatment in India. It is also the standard treatment in China, Japan, and quite a few countries throughout the world.
For cardiovascular.
For cardiovascular disease with amazing types of results. And so in the United States, it is no longer allowed for a cardiologist actually to be involved in treating that.
Okay.
With the ECP.
Okay, interesting. So why isn't it used anymore? Is this the main reason? Because it is.
Yeah, actually, it's a interesting little story, and my story particularly can really show up what that's actually doing.
When we come back, let's hear that story.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
The seat of the emotions in the Old Testament was the bowels. Boy, that'd ruin a lot of good love songs, wouldn't it? Don't tell my bowels, my achy, breaky bowels. I left my bowels in San Francisco. What'd they do for love songs? I mean, think about it, ladies. If you were in the Old Testament, can you hear your husband? He puts you in his arms. He goes, oh, baby. Baby, you move me, baby. Not the same as the heart, is it?
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
What symptoms are most common for these COVID long haulers?
Myalgic encephalomyelitis. Well, they used to call that chronic fatigue. Their entire body is just sore everywhere you touch. And I have them come in. I can tell that that's what they've got. I said, you know, well, let's just start out with an acupuncture treatment right away. We do that on them. They get up and they say all sorts of interesting things. But almost all of them are like, oh my gosh, what the heck just happened? Because I actually feel better. This is the first thing that's actually worked.
Yeah.
And everybody just swears by the acupuncture and how effective it is. And the really key for the myalgic encephalomyelitis for the long haulers that seems to really, really work for them is acupuncture. It's wonderful for everybody, but it's absolutely incredibly helpful for these particular people. And that's something that they all should be looking for.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
So we're talking about ECP and aerobic exercise, the panacea for cardiovascular disease. ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy, a device that we have at Holistic Integration. Dr. Prather, tell us your story and how you got involved with the ECP.
Well, I had a patient who had severe cardiovascular disease, congestive heart failure. And I said, well, you know, what you really need to do is get some ECP. Because there aren't really medications, there isn't an effective means of treating that, except the only one that's been proven to be effective is external counterpulsation therapy. So I gave him some information. He went to his cardiologist, and his cardiologist couldn't. At the time, I thought he wouldn't do it, which, you know, perplexed me. And so I started calling up some of my friends who are cardiologists, and one of them, I talked to him and said, hey, this person really needs external counterpulsation therapy. And he says, you know, I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. This is the only treatment that actually works for him. And I said, you have a unit. And that time they did. Now none of them do. you need to put him on that. He says, I can't. Mm-hmm. I said, sure you can. He said, no, you don't understand. I would be in trouble because it is a structure function care, and I'm not allowed to do that. And he says, you're a structure function doctor. You buy one, and you provide it. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and said, how expensive are they? And they're very expensive. And he said, you know, if you're really into this, you're the one who should be doing it. And so I didn't know if the FDA would be in line with that. So I actually called the FDA, got the person who was in charge of the ECP. And he stated, yes, he says, actually, you are perfect for this because this is a structure function care where you are looking to balance out the body. It is an aerobic exercise machine that helps the body to improve its health. And that is the definition of structure function care. And we would like you to do it because we know how important and helpful it would be for the cardiovascular population. Would you please take it and run with it? So I got one, and we've been using it ever since. We have expanded that quite a bit. We have recently hired our own cardiologist who's very familiar with the ECP, and he doesn't prescribe it. I do, but he also does all the screenings for it. We make sure that everything's all covered and what is the best course for the patient. And is there any contraindications to the ECP in this particular patient? So we screen that out. And then we also then keep a compilation on the improvements that occurred because of the ECP. And he is quite impressed with the changes that are actually occurring. Mm-hmm. And feel that we can start to publish some research papers on that to give some validity to that. And then help the structure function community to move forward with actually implementing the ECP on a much more common type of basis in people's lives.
Yeah.
So that's something that, again, our whole idea is we've called ourselves holistic integration. Mm-hmm. Holistic, where we're looking at the entire body in a structure function main, and then integrating with the medical community, because we also realize the needs for different types of things. One of the things we found on one of the patients that we saw is that they absolutely needed this surgery that wasn't scheduled for them, and mm-hmm. so that we got them to move in that direction. Some of the people are actually needing some pharmaceuticals to work along those lines. Mm-hmm. It is not an exclusive type of thing. Again, we look at this as 80% of all care should be structure function based. 20% should be disease care based. That is the perfect model. We're not in opposition to the disease care, the pharmaceuticals, the vaccines, mm-hmm. the surgeries, all those different types of things. We want to get the best of both worlds. We also, I mean, you know, when we were talking about the vaccine earlier, we actually believe in the vaccine for quite a few people. Mm-hmm. That they are definitely very effective in the people who need it. But we always look at the risk versus the benefit. Mm-hmm. And whenever you're talking about a pharmaceutical surgery, you're talking about risk. With structure function care, by its very nature, you should not have risk associated with that.
So it's the 80-20.
80-20.
Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense. So is the ECP safe?
That's the amazing thing about it, is mm-hmm. that there has never been an injury reported on ECP in all the years that it's been used. And by law, you have to report anything. Mm-hmm. So if you have good screenings, we do have people that we actually say you should not get the ECP.
Yeah, that's when the cardiologist comes in. And
that's where the cardiologist screens along those lines, yes. Mm-hmm. And we've had people before that I had screened, and actually, before that, I always sent them out for a cardiology review before we would start them on the ECP. We want to make sure that this is, because we are putting it out, that this is completely safe, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that it is absolutely safe in each and every condition.
So when do cardiologists refer for ECP now?
Well, I actually do get referrals for ECP, and basically when you have already done everything. Mm-hmm. None of the medications work. They've done every surgery that they possibly can. They've done every disease care intervention, and the person is dying. And that's usually when I got a referral from a cardiologist for the ECP. Mm-hmm. And what's great about that is everyone has actually lived. In other words, mm-hmm. when they thought they were going to die, it actually turned around for them. So it's been extremely successful.
Given the quality of life.
Yeah. So it is something that is utilized as a last resort, but wouldn't it be much better if we could actually use it before it's a last resort and see those lives turn around? Now, obviously, there are times for surgeries. There are obviously times for medications. But this is something that is very safe and always works.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about specific conditions that the ECP helps with. We'll be right back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
One of the most basic fundamentals that that I base my practice off of is something called the Atlas Orthogonal technique.
It's a type of adjustment.
It's a specific type of an adjustment, and orthogonal means at right angles. In other words, the head is sitting on top of your body.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Because about 80% of the people don't have that. Mm-hmm. And it has probably one of the greatest effects on the entire system.
You're saying 80% of people don't have the right...
The atlas sitting on underneath the skull.
Now, the atlas proper. We're talking about is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae under the occiput. So, a basic type of thing, and what I found is that probably has the biggest effect on the health of an individual over anything else. Mm-hmm. So you can actually make the greatest amount of changes with the atlas, getting it in the right position, because it's right there at the base of the skull, which is the center of the autonomic nervous system.
Mm. The base of the skull.
Which actually controls all the functions of the body. So the atlas orthogonal is one of the big bases of what we do and has the biggest effect on the health of the individual. And really, to make any types of changes in the rest of the system to help the body to work correctly, that's the beginning of where you need to start. And when I'm actually working with patients, I make sure that that's in position. Now, of course, 20% of the people don't have a problem with that. So we go on to
So not everybody that walks in the office has that issue.
And not everybody who walks into the office has that issue. But getting that corrected is absolutely essential for me to make the other postural changes and to make the changes in the system.
And I want to bring up here, you're board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, the only one in the state of Indiana. Got your training down in Atlanta. Right. So extensive training.
I was one of the original six in that. So that's a huge basis. So there's a very strong belief system in that. And then also, I had my greatest amount of changes in my health through this particular type of adjustment. So I can speak from a personal type of standpoint.
Find out how the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment can transform your health. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Are you frustrated and not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost your hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At Holistic Integration, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At Holistic Integration, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model that we practice gets to the root cause of your health issue. Holistic Integration is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about Holistic Integration by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about ECP and aerobic exercise, the panacea for cardiovascular disease. ECP standing for external counterpulsation therapy, a device that we have at Holistic Integration. We have a cardiologist at our practice now twice a month for screening for the ECP. So let's talk about the different conditions that ECP helps with. First of all, angina. How does ECP help with angina?
Well, everyone acknowledges that ECP helps with angina. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, that was the criteria when they were covering it. That was the diagnosis that you would use to get ECP covered. So everyone agrees with that. And basically what it does is it increases the oxygenation to the heart. And as you get the oxygenation, it's lowered oxygenation to the heart that actually causes the angina. Mm. So ECP is amazing for that and has an extremely high success rate with eliminating angina in patients. Mm.
So that's kind of the main, one of the main.
That is conditions. Something that as you talk to any cardiologist and you talk about external counterpulsation therapy, they'll say, oh, that's for my angina patients. Uh-huh. So that's something that is, again, acknowledged by everyone.
What about congestive heart failure? Can ECP help with that?
Now, that's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. So we had a patient who, the first one that I actually recommended to, who couldn't get it in time and actually wound up dying, which was very sad because everybody loved this man. Mm-hmm. And I just was really, but I couldn't get it in time to actually be able to be of help to him. Mm-hmm. But congestive heart failure has very little treatments that are available. So what ECP does is as it squeezes the legs, it actually provides oxygenation to the heart. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, the heart is quite amazing in that it can actually regenerate. So as an example, I've had several congestive heart patients who had their hearts twice the size of what they were, what they should have been. Mm-hmm. And we did the ECP on them for 7 weeks, 5 days a week. And at the end of it, the cardiologist actually confirmed by looking at it that the heart had returned to normal size. Mm. And the person no longer had congestive heart failure. So that's been a very consistent type of a basis. Different levels of that, but everyone with congestive heart failure has improved under ECP. And there are no other treatments really that are available for that. So that's something that should be used. And it is under structure function care, but it is something that needs to really be moved on and provided for people because people with congestive heart failure really have no other hope.
Mm-hmm. What about, can ECP assist with atherosclerosis?
Yes, I have had several patients who were referred by cardiologists because the patient was not able to get surgery. So I've had people with 99% blockage in arteries to the heart and also to cervical artery. So, you had several different types of cases along those lines. And we were able to do ECP, send them back to the cardiologist, and one person had 90% blockage on one side, 75% blockage on the other, was not able to go through the surgery because they knew that they would die. And afterwards, it was completely clear. There was absolutely no blockage in the arteries after that. Mm-hmm. And so that's a very consistent type of thing. And the way that that works, the way that they actually look at that, because there has been some studies along those lines, is that when you do the ECP, in the arteries, there's sort of like a wave that seems to occur in the arteries, is the idea along those lines. So there's some movement of the endothelial area of the artery. And as it goes through that, it seems to be breaking up that, and then the body's reabsorbing it. Now, one of the things that people ask me is, well, is there a possibility of stroke? If, you know, if you're releasing the plaque and the buildup in through there. Mm-hmm. And in 60 years, again, of ECP doing it, that's never happened. So the body seems to be able to reabsorb that. And there's several different types of studies that we have that have shown, and we've seen it in our own office, mm-hmm. that there's a tremendous amount of reduction of atherosclerosis associated with doing ECP.
Yeah. So helpful for angina, congestive heart failure.
Atherosclerosis. Again, those are some of the major types of things that you deal with the cardiovascular system.
And how does it help with hypertension and how?
Hypertension. One of the things that kicks off hypertension is atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis. You know, if you get hardening of the arteries, then that can cause one type of hypertension. So if that's all cleared up, then you actually reduce the hypertension that's associated with that. Also, if the heart is getting more oxygen, then it doesn't have to beat as hard. Mm-hmm. So that also reduces the stress on the heart and reduces the high blood pressure. The other thing we are getting is that ECP has been very beneficial for kidney function. Mm-hmm. Not only does it increase the blood flow to the heart, but it also increases the blood flow to the kidneys. And the kidneys oftentimes are the reasons about at least 70% of all hypertension originates there. And we get a very excellent improvement. One thing that we've noticed is that the glomerulofiltration rate, which is the measurement of how effective the heart is, has always increased with ECP, and always a reduction in hypertension that's associated with that.
Does it also help with restless leg syndrome? A lot of people have issues with that.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we found out, because we had patients who not only had congestive heart failure but also had restless leg. And they talked about how that did a dramatic difference on that, and they were able to sleep. So there was some studies that were done on restless leg syndrome where they did a sample portion of people with that and found a very excellent improvement in quite a few patients. So what that would oftentimes mean is, because we were thinking it was a neurological condition, mm-hmm. but oftentimes it's circulatory that's cut down on the legs, and that actually leads to the neurological situation. So yes, there's been excellent results, and that is something that can be used for the restless leg syndrome.
And what about diabetes?
That is absolutely a wonderful type of thing, because when you actually use ECP, there is always a correction in the blood sugar levels, because what you're doing is aerobic exercise always facilitates insulin utilization. So any type of a blockage along those lines for insulin getting into the cells are always improved with aerobic exercise, and diabetes is always improved also.
What about cognitive brain function?
And that is also something, because a lot of people who had had strokes or heart attacks or different things like that have gotten onto ECP, and so they did a study along those lines and found an improvement pre and post ECP on cognitive brain function. Mm-hmm. So people who are having difficulties along those lines, dementia, post-heart attack, cognitive problems, have all improved with the ECP too.
So if someone's listening, what would you recommend for them that are wondering if they need a screening?
If they have cardiovascular diseases, getting checked for ECP would be an excellent type of way, mm-hmm. and an improvement of your system, or even if you're trying to prevent it. It's an excellent means of actually improving that. Now, one of the things that we've also found is that erectile dysfunction, if it is a circulatory problem, mm-hmm. is also improved with ECP.
Yeah, that'll get the phone calls. All right, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate
it. ECP device that we have in holistic integration.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.